Good morning, a Thursday morning with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, an issue that affects our region, and that is overcrowding of jails, and it's certainly happening in your area as well.
Well, yes, and it's popped up in the last few months, it turns out. The county's going through budget deliberations now for its 2017 budget and is turning up an unexpected $200,000 deficit next year in the amount of revenue it gets from boarding inmates in the county jail from out of county, primarily Schoharie and Delaware County. And it turns out that we have 100 inmate prison, and it was built in the 1990s with the idea of being supported partly by boarding revenues. For years, of the 100 capacity, only 30 of the prisoners were local. And in the last 6 months, 18 months, 70 to 90 of the 100 inmates are local. So it's more than tripled. Now, it turns out this is, well, heroin. And the county representative who's leading the charge on this, Ed Frazier, he's chairman of the budget committee, says it's not atypical. Either people selling drugs and getting arrested or committing crimes in order to buy drugs, the local population has just gone through the roof. In the New York Times about a month ago, there was an article about how jail populations in metropolitan areas like San Francisco were plummeting, even in mid-size markets. But they focused on a county called Dearborn County, Indiana, and discovered that they were running at capacity all the time. And they found that that's the case in most rural counties. And certainly we qualify. I mean, we're 61,000 people. So, you know, what to do? Well, the sheriff, Rich Devlin, isn't expecting this to turn around and has started conversations about building a bigger prison and building a prison according to newer architectural models, which allow you to have one correctional officer in a central place instead of a half a dozen officers in the various corridors. And that's going to be a $35 million investment if it actually gets to that. And he says he's begun what he considers a 2 or 3 year conversation with the county reps about the possibility of a new prison. And he's been in touch with an outfit called Labella Associates in Rochester, which specializes in prison construction. So it's just another spinoff from this heroin challenge that so many of our counties and communities are suddenly facing.
Jim Kevlin, he's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read that story or others. Jim, we thank you.
Thank you, David.